WMFO in Medford.
Lettuce, tomato. The theme of guns, girls, and guitars.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
I have only 5 words for you. From my cold, dead hands!
By sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity Stereo Discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
I like going to the Dyke March because I like to be surrounded with women.
Play your part,
John. My bitch a choosy lover, never without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover.
I can take care of myself. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, okay, that's just great. What's EC?
Like two things I like. Ooh. Chicken and chicks.
Hey, you, I don't like your girlfriend.
No way.
Think you need a new one.
Hey, you,
I could be your girlfriend.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. James Gardner Cullen.
He's coming, your favorite DJ. He's coming, your favorite DJ. He's the greatest.
Lots of music, lots of fun. In our town, he's number one.
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Buford from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, Tufts University.
Medford?
Yes, that's the way some people say it.
Medford. Don't give me that Medford.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Making headlines at this hour, Senator John Tester of Montana is co-sponsoring a bipartisan measure that will protect and strengthen gun rights in the Senate's health care reform bill. If it passes, the amendment will prohibit companies from raising health insurance premiums or denying health care coverage to law-abiding citizens who keep firearms in their homes. It also forbids the federal government from collecting private information about guns, ammunition, or lawful storage of firearms under the health care reform bill.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
I think that if every single child in every single classroom had a gun, there wouldn't be no shooting.
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Don't look for little drop-ins from propaganda pieces.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
I want to talk to you about something so natural that only human nature reveals it. So fundamental that kids understand it best. It's the tie that binds us, you and me. It's no less than the salvation of our country. It's our feel for freedom.
Thank you. Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, from documentaries, from political speeches, from, well, who knows where. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform. And sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and tonight's theme is called Guns, Girls, and Guitars. And, well, it's dedicated to my dear friend, Peter Stefano, who passed away exactly 3 years ago this evening, aged 50, of a sudden and massive heart attack. Peter was a gun owner and he was an NRA member. And there's a lot going on in tonight's mix, this theme of guns, girls, and guitars. And I'll start the show here by giving a literal trigger warning. Guns are certainly a very controversial topic these days. And tonight's show goes all over the place as far as that goes. So let me say, reiterating as Chuck Yu says at the beginning of my standard intro, that the views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants, the people who I choose to mix in. And they don't represent necessarily the views of WMFO or of Tufts University or the trustees of Tufts or even this show's producer. That'd be me. Because this is a sound collage and it's not the structure of this. So, this being a plastic sushi rather than a Tears of the Gods sound collage, we of course started off with Japanese music, and that was Zuno Keisatsu with Juo Tori, Pick Up the Gun, from a great J-pop domestic album called Far East Rock Collection 70s. And, in the next set, we're going to be hearing a couple of songs. And of particular note is the second song from Tori Amos, which is called Me and a Gun. And it's a a story about a woman who was raped at gunpoint. And then a couple of songs after that, we're going to be hearing from Colorbox, who was one of the 1980s pioneers of sampling and making sound collages by using audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches. Yes, Colorbox, a song called Looks Like We're One Shy. We're One. No, excuse me. Looks Like We're One. Looks. I can't pronounce the name of this track. Looks Like We're Shy One Horse. Shootout. And I'm having my friend RJ read a story from one of the National Riflemen, the NRA magazine, a story of an NRA member who protects themselves under violent attack. And we're also going to be hearing from Nashville Pussy and the Go-Go's in the next set. But we're going to start things off with, of course, a Japanese band, because this is a Plastic Sushi. Here are the three original members of Shonen Knife together with a song that features a version of the DJ Easy Ed theme, Twist Barbie, here on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. sandwich. Wouldn't you like to shit your mess all over me?
I grew up in the woods of northern Michigan, where I imagined and became 100 different heroes. I was free to dream of all the men I might become. Maybe you remember that real freedom when you were a kid, in a time, before clocks and mortgages, before taxes and laws and government, before life and its liars built fences around your dreams. When possibility was limitless and freedom flowed through you like fresh air. You can see it in the unbridled gallop of a running boy. It's in his spirit and longing to go anywhere, do anything, to become anyone. That's the freedom so easily plundered by growing up that I hope you'll find again.
5 a.m. Friday morning, Thursday night, far from sleep. I'm still up and driving. Can't go home, obviously, so I'll just change direction, 'cause they'll soon know where I live, and I wanna live. Got a full tank and some chips with me and a gun and a man on my back. And I sang holy, holy as he buttoned down his pants. You can laugh, it's kind of funny, the things you think in times like these. Like I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. Yes, I wore a slinky red thing. Does that mean I should spread for you, your friends, your father, Mr. Ed? Was me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. And I know what this means. Me and Jesus, a few years back, used to hang, and he said, it's your choice, babe, just remember, I don't think you'll be back in 3 days' time, so you choose well. Tell me what's right. Is it my right to be on my stomach, a Fred Seville? It's me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. And do you know Carolina, where the biscuits are soft and sweet? These things go through your head when there's a man on your back. You'll push flat on your stomach. It's not a classic Cadillac. Me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of there.
It used to be the fun was in the capture and kill. In another place and time, I did it all for thrills. Love me and I'll leave you.
gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
And that was when the fun was in. The capture I'd kill in another place and time. I did it all for thrills. Love me and I'll leave you.
I've had them call me up and say, we need you to renew. And what I say to them is, I would like to help you, but I need to save all of the money that I can and put it in more guns and ammo.
Steal them. Perhaps the men should have thought things through a little more carefully. They were aware that their victim owned a handgun. One of the men waited in the car while his accomplice entered the home and began viciously punching and choking the homeowner. Battered, the homeowner retrieved his handgun and shot the intruder, killing him. The other suspect was nabbed shortly thereafter. The homeowner was treated for injuries.
And get that like a good girl.
Yeah. out on 5th and Vine.
Police. Jail. A family.
It's gonna be okay.
A brother alone.
Hey, little man, come here. What you got in your bag?
A sister afraid. A father worried.
Son, are you okay?
A child without. A mother counting the days till her boy is home.
I just hope my baby's safe.
These are the sounds of gang violence. From the day you're sentenced, your family starts facing the true hard time with you. Something to think about before you commit a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
Hey, hey, I'm Kelly.
Hello, I'm Michelle.
And we're Destiny's Child.
And we're just reminding you that friends don't let friends drive drunk. Be safe, God bless.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, our theme is called Guns, Girls, and Guitars. And this is a memorial to my dear friend, Peter Stefano, who exactly 3 years ago this afternoon died of a massive heart attack very suddenly at age 50. And Peter was a gun owner and an NRA member. And we talked a lot about a wide variety of things, but guns were something that that we had many conversations about. My own views on gun ownership are complex. My uncle, Chester, was in fact killed by his own brother, Frank, in one of those tragic, stupid gun accidents. Kids playing with guns, not knowing they were loaded, pointing them and pulling the trigger, and Chester was dead. I, of course, didn't know him because they were kids, but that was one thing, and I find nothing glorious about killing lions or tigers or elephants and other big game. But, you know, realistically, in America, nature doesn't exist without human intervention. And wildlife often needs to be actively managed. For example, in many areas, deer and bears are just seriously overpopulated. And the various management agencies responsible for them can deal with it by trapping those deer and bears, or poisoning them, or shooting them, or they can charge hunters money to pursue them. And ultimately, that aids conservation. And I think as long as people eat meat, is it really better in any way to buy beef that's raised in an industrial cow factory? A real, you know, prisons, essentially, for animals? Or is it better to eat meat from a creature that lived its life in a natural outdoors until it needed to be responsibly culled? And I think that there are also very legitimate reasons for some people to own guns for the purposes of self-defense. But Peter used to give me copies of his NRA magazine, The American Rifleman, after he read them. And I got a good understanding of sportsmen and people who feel passionate for historical reasons and collecting reasons. But after the Newtown, the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012, when the NRA declared that their solution to problems like that was to put more guns into people's hands, I deeply came to understand a key thought about the NRA that actually former WMFO general manager extraordinaire Andy Saylor mentioned to me before that. That no matter the membership of the NRA, it's fundamentally financially supported by the gun manufacturers, whose primary goal is to sell more guns. And Peter and I had our biggest disagreement ever over that. And our biggest fight. And ultimately, I asked him not to give me any more of those NRA magazines. And that was our biggest fight. We patched over that, but we started off that last set exploring our theme of guns, girls, and guitars with the three fine ladies, Japanese ladies of Shonen Knife and Twist Barbie, and then Tori Amos, Me and a Gun, a story about a song about being raped. And then the Go-Go's, Lust to Love, and then Colorbox, a band that was pioneers in using samples from movies and TV shows and documentaries in their music. And they were basically sued out of existence. That was a song called Looks Like We're Shy One Horse Shootout from their perfect album, The Best of Colorbox, 1982 to 1987. And mixed in there, we had some clips from the president of the National Rifle Association at one point for many years, Charlton Heston. Also, I'd say one of the greatest American actors for what he did in all of his acting. I particularly liked him in Omega Man. And but he was Moses in the Ten Commandments and in the Planet of the Apes. A real American actor, you could certainly say that. And then we also heard from my friend RJ reading one of those NRA magazine real life stories. And also mixed throughout our show this evening are some clips from WMFO's most controversial DJ. Well, one of them. We've had a couple. Billy Bob Neck. And he was talking about being, let's see. We're just going to set something up here because we have a special guest in the studio here. We've got Chuck Yu joining us here. And are we on the air here?
Billy Bob Neck. Oh, here it is. This one here. Billy Bob Neck. I remember him.
Yes. So,
hey, my condolences on the third anniversary of your friend Peter there. I remember when that happened. It was very sad, indeed.
And Mrs. Stefano, she's been in quite a somber mood these last few days. I've been coming back as I often do and talking with her as she sits in her driveway. And yeah, she has really been affected by this. That was one of the saddest things ever to occur in her life. But yes, we're going through our theme here, guns, girls, and guitars. And we also heard She's Got the Drugs from Nashville Pussy and some public service messages about gun crimes and drinking and driving from Destiny's Child, because they're the girls part of this theme as far as the public service messages go. Well, thank you for stopping by. Anything else you'd like to say while we're on the air here?
I brought you some pears from my pear tree.
Excellent, excellent. Yes, it's a home growing season.
Yes.
In a couple of ways. I gave my tough student neighbors some tomatoes this afternoon. And I've got another package just waiting to hear back if they're still there or perhaps away for this weekend. But yes. So, the home growing season. Okay, well, I think we'll be getting back to our next set, and we are going to start off the next set with another Japanese band led by three women, the 5678s. And this is, we're hitting on the girls part of the theme, and we're hitting on the guitars part of the theme here. Guitar Date with the 5678s on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Easy V doesn't come for free, she's a real lady.
And as for me, I'll save some of you.
Don't you remember how for a boy the dawn of day needs no alarm? It explodes with possibilities. Every tree dares to be climbed. Every hill defies a look beyond. Every car or plane or train is a ticket to adventure. Every bike can fly. Pets can talk. Every planet supports life. Good guys always win. And a new occupation is possible every day. You were told in America, anyone can be president. And you considered that a serious career option before romping off into the next what if. And by day's end, fighting sleep for fear you'd miss something. It's not playful nonsense. That's freedom. The sheer exhilaration, the power of the freewheeling possibilities in your life. It is a uniquely American gift. Freedom is the intoxicating natural high of human nature. At 73, I not only remember it, I still feel it. And I think you do too. Because that boundless freedom born into a young boy isn't something in his hands. It's in his heart. In the same way, what brings millions of gun owners together isn't found in our guns. It's in our souls. Freedom isn't detectable by our five senses. No. What binds us is a sixth sense for the essence of freedom. Like that wide-eyed boy, full of wonder. We instinctively recognize its presence. For too many, freedom is just a word, but not for you and me. We know it when we've got it. We damn sure know when it's being stolen. That special sixth sense for freedom obliges you and me to safeguard it, to preserve it, especially when others will not.